performance?
Yeah, we get a live performance. We haven't done that moment either.
And that voice that you hear sneaking through suspiciously, it's the one, the only, Richard Wyman. Wyman, welcome back.
Good evening, Vancouver.
Oh. Of Whirly's fame. Of yes, Whirly's yes. fame. Was way back when, what, 2013? 14 mm-hmm. when we had...
Infamy.
The Whirly's.
I got to take a very brief detour because it's... Whirly's related, and it's just popped right into my brain, and if I don't do it now, it's just not going to happen.
Fire it, baby.
I definitely haven't told this story on this radio show before. Maybe another one.
Tell
me. But, so I went to the National Community Radio Conference in Calgary about a month ago, at the end of May, beginning of June, and on one of the nights, we had a karaoke party at the Palomino Smokehouse, and, you know, we're going. I did my classic... The Saga Begins by Weird Al, the Star Wars American nice. Pie parody. And then somebody started singing a song by Flying Machine at karaoke.
In Calgary.
On karaoke.
Right?
Right?
Flying Machine being the band of our friend Dan, who yes. Was in the Whirlies with Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking weird. I have never, ever previously been at karaoke and had people start singing a song by, like, my friend? Like, wait,
be,
what? It's a radio host from Prince George. What do you know?
What do you know? Also, what a flex.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, I'm just going to do, like, a Northern BC little pop rock band.
Did you find pizza. Out who it was? Like, who was singing?
Yeah. It was Ian, who is the... Either station, he's someone at CFUR, the Prince George station, and Dan used to come in all the time and, like, play shows and do other CFUR-related stuff. So he knew his band and loved it. It was great. And with the power of YouTube, almost everything is a karaoke song now, so.
There you go.
Anyway.
Less past, more present, Richard Wyman. You're back in... British Columbia in Canada. You were away for a while. How are you doing, my guy?
I'm doing all right. All things considered, I've been back for, I guess, a little over a year now. Got a good job and everything like that. And, yeah, I've just been doing the music thing on the side and been enjoying it. So, I don't know. Like, I guess... Pretty good, all things considered.
There you go.
Can't complain.
Now, you were in Germany for a
Deutschland.
While. How long were you there for?
6 years.
It was 6 years?
Dude, what?
We've been graduated for 6 years?
Oh, my God. Listen, you guys, I was married to an older woman. I had a whole, like, white picket fence, everything. I was a different man.
Oh, wow. No. And now here you are in the heart of Chinatown, ready to do some acoustic rock and roll songs for us.
Well, such as they are.
but so when you're over in Germany, so you, as you just said, different life, different guy altogether, was music still a big part of what you're doing over there?
Yes. Actually, I was teaching in a bilingual English-German kindergarten, and while I was there, like the boss of the kindergarten, I met... while working in an Irish pub, and it was her Irish folk music band that I ended up joining. There was actually originally an American guy who was in the band, and he left, and he made the introduction between the two of us, and so originally I'd started jamming with their band, and then she was like, well, hey, he's leaving. Do you want to come work at the kindergarten? We need a native English speaker. You happen to be one of those. And so before you knew it, I was teaching English for almost three years.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's good that you were keeping up with the playing, because from what we remember, you're a fantastic guitar player.
I'm really not.
You're a little diddler of the strings there.
I don't think we use that word anymore. Really, I would avoid it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, for me, like, this kind of music, like, I've played in different bands. Like, sure. Like I said, I was in that, the folk music band. I'm not Irish or anything, you know. And I've played in, of course, bands like the Whirlies, and I've sang and done stuff before. But this is, like, my own sort of thing that I started playing a little bit on and off while I was still in Germany, and it's a genre of music, you know, affectionately known as, like, American primitivism, or insert your country here, primitive guitar. And what that essentially boils down to is it's just instrumental blues guitar in a concert form. Mm. That's basically it. So, you know, I've been really passionate about it. I don't know. I've been wanting to do it for a long time. Maybe one day I'll get a band back together. But it's really just more or less kind of been my my passion project, is to get this sort of thing going so I could do it on my own.
Sounds good. Less chat, more guitar playing.
All right.
What do you think? Yeah. Let's dig into to some of the pieces that you've got for us today.
All right, so maybe what I'll do, just because I kind of like to do it this way, is I'll just play, you know, three in a row or whatever. I'll let you know when I'm done, and we can just do it that way.
Cool, yeah. If
that's cool.
That works for you?
Yep. All right.
Thank you.
keep going? Are you two more?
Let's.
You want to take a break? Pause for the cause?
Let's pause. I got stuff to talk about. Sure. First of all, wow, amazing. Nicely done, Richard. Like,
thank you.
there's something, like, hypnotic about it. There's something, you know, like, almost like beyond musical in just like the rhythm and the sequence of it, I guess.
There feels like there's a narrative arc to each piece. They said certainly in the original one that you played as well.
That said, the original one is called Fraser River Blues, and I wrote that after having a brief stay in Chilliwack for a little while, and yeah, it was a kind of an up and down moment in my life last year where. I don't know, you know, for me, something I like to do is just go out and chill, like, by the water and play the guitar, and you play... These open tunings kind of lend themselves to that atmospheric aesthetic and storytelling on the guitar, I feel like, which you guys are talking about. And so, you know, saw that river a lot and decided, hey, why not? It's a good name for a blues song, why not?
you know what, it fits perfectly with Riverside guitar playing too. Like absolutely,
thank you.
You can almost hear the river in the background. You know, it really transports you there to this sort of like pastoral thing. Yeah, I don't know. How did you come to this kind of music?
I've been listening to. I mean, this quote unquote American primitive guitar goes back. To the 60s and 50s by a guy named John Fahey, who's a legend, and not just in terms of skill in guitar playing, but as a person, he was a weird dude. but he basically took this, he was a big fan of like the Delta Blues finger pickers, and he wanted to do kind of his own thing, which is, you know, blues in a concert guitar form. And that's, you know, some journalists essentially coined the term American, you know, primitive guitar, right? But I don't even think he was that big of a fan of it. But nowadays, like, that's how I came, is growing up listening to his music. And, you know, I've always been, like, influenced by blues and such, right? But, I mean, him and his disciples are kind of the originators. And now there's guys like Daniel Bachman in the United States who I have email correspondence with occasionally. Hi, Daniel. And Gwennifer Raymond, who's a Welsh primitive guitar player, and she's awesome. She can, like, oh, she can finger pick so fast. Like, man, it's all in the right hand, you know? But, yeah, I think I stumbled upon it, to answer your question in a long roundabout way, as most of
That's
us...
That's how we like it.
Yeah.
we're not looking for quick answers here, Richard.
You know, it's like LimeWire and Kazaa back in the day. You remember when you were just be like, well, if you like this artist or whatever, for whatever reason, the title was just really long, mm-hmm. and you'd find out, oh, that's not like a different Eric Clapton song. That's like John Fahey. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So that's... At some point, that's how I discovered that dude, and I've just been a huge fan ever since.
Happy accident.
Yeah, basically.
Thanks, piracy.
Yay! We all did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at me accusing yeah, that... me. It's interesting, because like, I've definitely known you as a blues player, but this genre, this American primitivism, do we call it Canadian primitivism? Is that a
thing? I call it like Canadian primitive guitar. It's such like a term that doesn't like have any applicable reason, or like it's not like it doesn't represent what the words mean. Technically, it's just more of a, well, you're not strictly a blues player, and you're not like a classical guitar player, so don't really know what to fit where we can shoehorn you. Well, so there you go.
The suggestion to me is just like guitar playing. That's the thing. It's guitar playing. That's the suggestion there to me.
Well, it's a lot of it is it draws, like, you know, a lot of the players will try and draw on, like, the folk music guitar mm-hmm, playing sure. genre of their country as well. Like, Gwennifer Raymond, for example, has, like, some Welsh influences in her music. And, you know, over time, when I'm not, you know, when I'm a better guitarist, I would like to maybe incorporate the, you know, there's lots of different musical traditions in mm-hmm. Canada, from the East and the Acadians to the different First Nations groups. And, you know, that would be something interesting I'd like to explore one day. But for now, I've only got like two songs written. So, you know, it's baby steps. We'll get there.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like the genre comes naturally to you. It's a fine marriage. It really makes sense. So the fact that you're digging in and playing within it, I think is a credit to both you and the genre. And now you said you have two originals written. Mm-hmm. We've heard one of them. I assume we're going to hear the other ones.
If you want.
I mean, we would love to. Good. But like, do you have plans to record and get something going? I've seen you fiddling around in the studio a little bit via socials.
Yes, I have recorded with longtime friend and legendary producer Kyle Schick. He's at Malibu Sound Studios is where I recorded my stuff with him, and I believe he's moving into Little Red Sound Studios. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get him before he's too expensive, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to happen. He's going to be recording. Well, I'm not sure if I can say who he's going to be recording next. I don't know if that's top secret.
But
he's got a big project. That's
a good enough tease.
It's a good enough tease. They're bigs. They're big players.
They're physically large.
Yeah,
they're huge people.
I was guessing, I don't know. Maybe you guys forgot. I ramble.
Why do you think you have me as a guest?
Yeah, exactly. Airtime, not a problem. Recording, I mean, that I have. I don't have plans to record in the immediate future. I think I would just like to get some shows under my belt, write some more stuff, get nice and tight, I guess, in terms of playing, because that's, you know, with this kind of music, I mean, you don't really have, there's no backing band, there's no singing, mm-hmm. I mean, unless you want that, right? But I don't have it, so I really want to get, you know, I'm not perfect, but like as close to good as I can be.
Well, because it becomes almost, you know, not like a... It can potentially be like a technical display also, right? And you want to be able to keep up in that regard, or to keep up to the level that you can achieve what it is you're trying to achieve musically, right? Because that's always been one of the great frustrations for me is I have not put in the time and effort to learn the skills necessary to make the sounds that I want to come out of my brain all the time.
I feel you
know? And I think that's a constant struggle for a lot of musicians, but I can definitely see how with something like this music, where it is very much just like you playing the guitar and that's the point, how you would really want to be like really dialed in. And you have been so far, so nice
thank
work.
You. Thank you. Yeah.
There's two more opportunities from the flub. So
yeah, I was gonna say.
let's hear the next ones that you got lined up for us. Do you want right. Is there any preface that you want to give to the next piece that you're gonna play?
No, I guess the next song is just like called The Bee, and that's the next original one. And then I'll end it off with another John Fahey rendition of actually a song that is like an old, apparently blues standard called How Long. But yeah, I'll just play them both consecutively and, you know, try not to flub. that's close to how it's supposed to sound.
Hey, a little improvisation.
There
live,
we go.
You know?
And show with that one flop, baby.
Ripping it.
I feel bad that we put that out into the universe.
No, it's okay.
No, this is where the mess happens, and it's beautiful. And you know what?
Live.
You know what? Not every performance is note perfect, and that's part of the beauty of it. You know, is just being here and being like, oh, well, I guess you'll figure it out. I guess you'll just keep playing. Oh. You know? Whatever.
Oh, that was it's been a blast. Thanks for having me. Honestly, it's just nice to be able to play again.
Oh, we're only halfway through, Wyman, so don't you worry. We got another 32 minutes of hanging out together in this tiny little room.
Not
it's actually
wrong.
Not that small. Yeah, that was again really great. I love hearing you play. I was transported back to childhood summers at the Canmore Folk Music Festival.
Oh, nice.
Where there was a ton of, I don't think at the time they were calling it primitive music, primitive guitar, maybe they were, but a lot of like real, like leaning on the older side of folk, right?
Yeah.
Some bluegrass and some, yeah, like real guitar music. You know, if this is one of the episodes that my parents occasionally tune into, my dad will be so into this. So into this. Wayne is a big, I would say he's probably also a big primitive guitar fan, whether he knows it or not.
Tom, you know, check out name. John Fahey. He'll love it.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably be like, of course I know who John Fahey is. You child. Yeah. But yeah, again, like, there's just something that really evokes being, like, outside in the sun, maybe under a tree, with some wind blowing, just picking away.
That's the vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the other type of, like, song of the summer.
I was going to say, it's like summer music, but not what you would, like, maybe these days think of as, like, summer music.
Then, yeah, right? Not big, like, huge, catchy, poppy party songs, but it's like, no, this is summer chillin' music.
Yeah, I've got, like, and I do other covers as well in different, like, tunings and things like that, and to that end, like, I have two guitars. I only brought the one with me today, right? Because that's the only other problem with playing this genre, is that you always got to switch back and forth unless you come prepared with multiple guitars. So
yeah.
I just got the one today. But I play stuff like in open C as well. That's all in open G. You know, open D, open D minor. Oh, wow. Spooky. But, yeah, like, I guess that the other original song that I played, the one that I flubbed on, yeah, like the B, it's in reference to a nickname of somebody I knew in Germany. And, yeah, that song is just going, you know, for walks with them and the dog, and, you know, just having a good time outside, basically, and, you know, chasing bees. But there was that, and then the second song was, I guess, yeah, like I said, How Long, which is like a traditional blues song, and I do a more John Fahey version of it, I suppose you could say. But, yeah, I've been a big fan of that song for a long time as well.
One of the interesting things about, I think it's probably popularly thought of as sort of a feature of the blues, but also of this sort of American primitive guitar, is the sort of like repertoire of songs that I think in a lot of other genres, particularly the what we in the radio biz would call category two, popular music. It's, you know, it's about like new songs or like maybe the occasional cover or like remix or sample of a previous song. Whereas with some of these more traditional genres, I guess, there is this, like, it's not like, oh, they're going to play a cover to pad out their set. It's like, no, like, part of the point is to do the covers. And that's something that's really interesting to me and sort of stands out as a difference from certainly the scenes that we started covering when we started the mixtape.
Oh, you guys want to hear a fun fact about American primitive guitar?
Yeah,
I love
one of the coolest things that this genre does. Okay, so they do assassination songs in this genre, and what that means is that back in the day, John Fahey had a beef going with Stefan Grossman, who was like another fingerstyle guitarist, right? So randomly, he released, and the guy's alive when he does this, of course, right? He released a song on an album called The Assassination of Stefan Grossman. Stefan Grossman hears this, is like, what the hell? But I go, what do you mean?
This hasn't happened yet.
And, they kind of have a good-natured joke about it. So on his next album, he releases The Assassination of John Fahey. And to this day, different people in the primitive guitar genre write assassination songs about each other just for funsies, even if they've never met.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, so who's your assassination song going to be about? If you could assassinate one person in the style of primitive guitar.
Don't worry, you're just saying it on public airwaves.
I'll keep that a secret for now, but safe to say it's...
you got a plan in motion, huh?
Yeah, of course. Save that for the album, baby.
Absolutely. Well, folks, you know it's coming.
Yes.
Stick around. That's amazing. Now, with your return to BC,
mm-hmm.
You seem to have, like, quickly... either reconnected yourself with, or maybe you never really got too far away from it while you're overseas, but you are right back in the thick of the local music scene, and you have some favorites that you have brought to us today in pure curator fashion. What would you like to show us first? Sitting around and showing each other tunes? Good time. That was a good time.
Well, okay, let me tell you this. You're right. I've always been friends with many, many talented musicians, all of them much more talented than I am, truth. I would like to, if I can play anyone from the list right now.
Oh, yeah.
Then play me some Loans, baby.
Loans, cool.
Shout out to Alex and the boys.
You had the album commercial set up for us. Is there a track in particular you want to play?
Dream Drive.
Dream Driver, yeah, that's the one. Okay, curated by Wyman here on the mixtape. This is Dream Driver by Loans.
Just crowd. I hear what you say. Man, I can't tell you.
welcome back to the Vancouver mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was Victoria by Brat Boy, guest curated by the one and only Richard Wyman. Hello again.
Hello. By the way, if any of you listeners enjoy my finely curated taste in music of the most talented people in and around this town, you can follow my friend's playlist on Spotify, and it's got this and a whole bunch of other stuff on there. That's the talented Brat Boy, who, not just one of the most talented bands in this town, but definitively the best dressed, by far. I mean, oh my God. It's not close.
It's not close. Just like, style is the name of the game.
Matching outfits? What?
Yeah, and like an elite band name, yes. too. Mm-hmm. Brat Boy.
I remember when they first put out music and it was and started playing shows and they were labeled as BB.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. It was like, what? What is this? Two letters? That can't be your name. That's too few letters. Turns out they had a plan all along.
Wow. Genius. Genius. What was your friend's playlist called?
Friends.
Richard Wyman's Friends playlist.
They're just like, yeah, you should listen to my friend's playlist.
Okay, if you
and
go
like,
to,
well, yeah, but it was, right, it was
how?
If you go to my like my Spotify account, which I do have, if you scroll down, there's like you know, artist playlists, and it's the one.
You know what? I will share it on our socials.
Oh,
wow,
there we go. It's got some very
there
talented people on there. One band called Self Care. I'm a big fan of.
Heck yeah, real handsome band.
Yes, absolutely.
Now what so like aside from the dress and the I guess the aside from the dressing what brings you to Brat Boy, like what is your attraction to that band musically, like they're pretty they're just like so fun.
Well, the sound, and not just that, they always give like 110 when they perform. I was at their album release show at the Green Auto, and I mean they're doing all of the rock star moves, right? Like that, like at one point, Bill and Meg do this thing where they like face each other while they're playing the guitars, and they get like on their knees and like bend over backwards, and they're like, la, 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 and it's like you know Waylon solos. It's just like dude, that's so dope. how can you not love that? You know.
Absolutely.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
No, yes. Imagine going to that and be like, not for me. Yeah,
not
no,
for
thank
me.
You.
Not
no
really thing. My speed.
Yeah.
Fun? Not into it.
No. Green Auto, by the way. I went there for the first time last night.
It's fantastic.
Really good venue. Jesse, have you been there?
I have not yet been to a show at Green Auto.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Real good. Yeah. Would recommend. They have two stages there?
They do. They have one outside and they have one inside.
Yeah. And like even still, the one that's inside is like... inside.
Yeah.
It's like vaguely outside.
it's nice.
You have others that you want to play. What's next on the docket?
Oh, what is next on the docket? Speaking of one of the most talented bands that has been around for such a long time, and I know, okay, technically it's Vancouver Island, sue me, whatever. Dead Soft, okay?
Well, I think it's not even Vancouver Island. I think it's, what, like Gabriola Island?
Why,
oh, my
it's
God. one of our longtime favorites, one of... The first bands we ever had on this
like,
show.
If we're going to get in trouble for playing this band on this show, I think we're done for.
Yeah, we did it to ourselves.
By the way, Nat released his solo album.
Mm-hmm. So, it's so good.
I highly recommend you check that out.
Really, really good. Really, like, real Elliott Smith stuff going on there.
Oh, for sure.
But, like, he's always been such a huge fan of Elliott Smith, right? Like, they did that cover way back when, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What song?
I forget what song it was. I don't think it's up anymore.
Oh, what was it?
But it was good.
It's Satellite. It's up.
It was Satellite. There you go.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. No, they're still fantastic. They never stop being fantastic. And I did see videos from... They did a latest show at Redgate, and they were playing Phase, which is just, like, I think that was off season two. Mm-hmm. And it rules that they're still playing that song.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Love the hits. The one you had queued up for us is Glimpse, which is new. It's, as a matter of fact, released 2 days ago.
Holy smokes!
Gotta pump the new stuff.
So, yeah, let's listen to this together. It's Glimpse by Dead Soft on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Have a meeting, but it was a
Hey, we're back. That was Lungs by Villain Villain.
Shout out to JD.
Shout out to JD. That's what we're doing this hour, is playing some of Wyman's favorite local music. And earlier in the show, Richard played a bunch of really cool American Primitive guitar for us live in studio.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in now, don't worry. You can listen to a podcasted version of this on our website. Our, in this case, meaning the station, cgsf.ca/contents/Vancouver-mixtape. It's super easy to get to.
Or you can just follow us on Twitter @VanMixtape or on Instagram @VanMixtape. Be one amongst thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands of followers. And get all of our content on the spot.
I don't know if you're ready for the mixtape bump, Richard.
I'm not.
But if you did miss any of that, there is an opportunity for you to see Richard play these songs and more live.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing a show. We haven't, like, the event page hasn't been created. They're making the poster. But I'm going to be opening. It's called the Tyrant Jazz Club on August 5th. And I'm going to be opening for Parentheses and then another as-of-yet act that is unnamed. But I will be opening for those two, again, very talented groups. And, yeah, I'll look forward to seeing you there if you want to come by.
The Tyrant Studio is at 1019 Seymour Street, by the way, downtown. That's sweet. Some cool music. Hang out. Meet the face behind the voice that has sprung onto the microphone here.
Mm-hmm. They always told me I had a face for radio.
There we go. We got it. Our one per hour. We hit it.
Maybe we should fold the show.
I'm a suitable final guest.
Hey, at least you didn't swear.
Oh, yeah, no. This is a family show.
Oh, my God. So, I'm going to digress into something CGSF related. We got 5 minutes. It's fine. There was an interview done with local band Brass, who you may know. We played on the show. It was done by new CGSF volunteer Ava, who got set up to go and meet a couple of the guys and interview them. And then that interview was passed to Yuta, who's our current production work study. And he edited it and sent it to me. And they're like, hey, this is ready to go. You can play it on the mixtape or maybe on your Thursday show. They got it to me. They didn't get it to me in time for last week's episode. So I was like, okay, Thursday, sure. Wednesday, I'm just like, well, I'll just have a listen, see if I can tighten it up a little bit. There were, like, more F-bombs in that than I can count. I spent, like, an hour going through and bleeping them all or cutting them out.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay, you know, new volunteers, whatever. And then I go to play it on my Thursday show, and I've got a new volunteer sitting in with me, learning how the show goes. We're playing it, and I hear the one.
No!
Miss!
No!
It was okay. Nobody complained.
I thought you were going to be spending the entire story just like sewering new volunteers, but instead you were sewering yourself.
That was me. Yeah, we all make mistakes. You know, it happens.
Even Jesse!
But don't make the mistake of missing Richard Wyman opening for Parentheses and another secret mystery act.
Yes.
August 5th at Tyrant Studios, 1019 Seymour Street. It's going to be a blast. I know it, for sure.
Heck
yes.
Where can the people find your music? Do you have anything released yet that they dig into?
I've got the first two songs you heard this evening are released on my Spotify, which is just simply just Richard Wyman. That's it. Nothing special.
W-Y-M-A-N. Exact way it sounds.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, no, that's where you can find me there, and... yeah, I'm on the Instagram, but that's mostly the two social medias that I use. Yeah, otherwise you can find me at many local shows supporting more talented musicians. I'm usually that guy who's in the front row going, yeah, that's me.
You're the only one.
Not always, but like I've been told I have a distinctive tone.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's what makes you such a big part of the local scene.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Richard. It's been a pleasure having you back here. We're wrapping up the hour. We'll be back again, maybe next week, maybe the week after. Probably not next week. We'll see. I'm getting a lot of shaking heads. Anyway, we'll be back when we're back. Until then, take care of yourself and each other. We love you lots, and we'll see you later.
Bye!
Bye!